You know, what would you call that, or what might you call that beside a good soup, or vegetable soup?
Gumbo or something.
If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up in what? What do you call it?
Dry up and...
Well, if it just sort of goes away.
Swivel up.
Alright, what are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage.
Alright, I like these, what? If it's more than one, what would you say? I like these, what?
Cabbages.
Mm-hmm. Alright, and speaking about the size, you'd say these?
These are large ones.
What different kinds of beans do you have? How do you know about?
Butter beans, bunch beans, string beans, lima beans, English.
Alright. If you don't eat the pods and all, you have to what?
Shell them.
The kind of large flat beans that you don't eat in the pod. What do you call those? The large flat beans that you don't eat in the pod.
That would be butter beans. Butter beans.
Butter beans of what kind? What'd you say?
Butter beans or bunch beans.
Okay. The kind of beans you eat pod and all.
That would be the green beans, string beans.
You take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
turnip greens.
What type of greens do you use? Or if you had some green stuff that you put in salads, and if you had two bunches of what would you call?
It'd be lettuce.
Alright, what do you call lettuce what?
Head.
You have two boys and three girls. You have
five children.
Did you ever speak of them as so many heads?
Five heads.
Alright. Well, you say I've got what?
Five mouths to feed.
If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a lot of children.
People in my house.
Alright, can you think of another word might use? Use for a lot of children? Have you ever heard the word passel? When you pick corn, the green covering you take off the ears is the what?
The shucks.
The kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob is, what would you call it? You go get a corn and...
Roast ear.
Can you think of any other names you might call it?
Yeah. I hear some people call it mutton.
Mutton? Anything else? The thing that grows up at the top of corn stalk. What's it called?
The tosser.
The stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn chucks and that you have to brush off the ear when you take the chuck off. What's that called?
Silk. Corn silk.
What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
The kind of small yellow crook neck vegetable.